father of mine. Tell me, where have you been?
Hello.
Grand Rapids. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
I'm well. How about the whole thing?
Everything's great. Everything's great. You know, it's been a quite a summer. Actually, we haven't done a lot this summer, but it's still, you know, just great to be able to talk to you. So welcome in.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Likewise.
What's on tap for today?
Well, right now, just to try to open my eyes.
Yeah.
And think of the things that I got to say, maybe, and say hello to Ram.
Yeah, that's funny. I have a question right here from him. He wants, because yesterday was election day in some parts of the country, some local elections, and November is the big one. And he has a question. He says, have you ever thought that the election in America is rigged, or in the state of Michigan? Have you ever thought that possibly the election could have been rigged?
Well, I don't think so as far as that goes.
I don't either.
There's a lot goes into election, you know. I'm not a political person, so I don't pay a whole
right.
lot of attention to it.
But you remember when Trump won, or when Trump lost, when Biden won, Trump was like, oh, no, it was a scam.
No, I don't get involved in that end of it.
Okay.
Politically, I'm not too much. Trying to find the right word for it.
Yeah,
I can't
you know,
think of it.
You would probably say it's not your forte.
That's true. What is it, Joanne?
Washington's a scam. Okay, you know, I hear that a lot from people. They're like, oh, it's just a bunch of crooks in Washington, you know.
Well,
okay.
I'm not into it. I'm not knowledgeable.
Yeah, it sounds like Joanne's got a handle on it, though, Dad.
Oh, she does. She's pretty adamant about how things go. And
does Joanne tell you who to vote for?
No.
You know,
I just don't get into it.
Okay.
Politically, I don't, because I have very little knowledge about that.
Hey, you know what?
But I vote.
Well,
but
yeah.
I don't really.
You vote for the president.
Yeah.
I vote for the president.
Right on. Yeah, I get you. You know, you might like watch a debate or see a commercial, and then you like the guy or the girl, right?
Something like that.
Yeah,
okay.
We watch
a debate.
What do you think? Have you heard of the name Tudor Dixon yet?
Yeah.
Joanne has.
Yeah. What? Joanne, what do you think of Tudor Dixon?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't want what we got, and she's not. I mean, she's against abortion.
Oh yeah, dude. Dixon is like, she's even gone on to say that, like, even in the cases of rape and incest, that she's against abortion.
Yeah, that part I don't like.
Yeah, that's a little weird, you know?
Basically, I don't agree with abortion unless there's a reason like that.
Right, right. I think
that's got me on the fence, because the other one believes in abortion.
Whitmer loves abortion. She's probably having one right now.
And I like her. I think she's done a good job, but I don't like that belief.
Oh, it's the whole abortion thing. Gotcha.
For me, it is.
Right. How about this one, Dad? Nathan writes, Dear Meathead, have you ever questioned your faith in God?
No.
So as soon as you became a believer, it's like you've never, like, hey, I don't know if this is right. You know?
I've never veered off.
No.
About any subject that involves God.
Yep. Now, I remember when we were growing up, you would, I don't know if it was necessarily the same thing. Didn't you think a little differently when you were younger?
No.
No? Oh. No. Okay. Yeah. No. So that's the way it was. You always believed in God.
Wait. What?
You were raised in the church by your mother.
Uh-huh.
John says I was raised in the church. That's true.
Yeah, I remember Grandma was super religious.
I went to church with my mom with a book of coloring, a coloring book and all that.
Yeah.
I was a little kid, you know.
So was it like a religious coloring book?
I don't know. We didn't have no religious books in where I was born and raised.
Okay, so Grandma said, all right, I'm going to pray and you color, and then that's it.
Yeah, I was just a little child. I remember that.
Okay.
I remember how I was on my knees, and then the bench was my table.
Yep.
And people were sitting around me.
Uh-huh.
Just a little kid, you know, what the heck?
Was this one of those churches where if you kind of acted out, they, like, would hit you?
No.
Okay. All right.
But, I remember the priest. It was not a priest that we see here.
No.
Just an individual man, clothes with whatever, but I don't remember too much about it. I was just a little kid.
Right. Boy, that sounds like risky business to me, to be in a country like Iran and you're practicing Christianity.
We really were not exactly loved out there. There were about 100 or 1 million Armenians hanging around.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Jesus, that could be rough.
And I really, I had to fight my way. When I matured a little bit,
yep.
Ended up having a group of kids. When I say kids, about my age, they were some of them were like the army people.
Right. Well, I'm glad that. That you were able to do that. I mean, that's tricky to be sure.
Well, it was a life of its own, let me tell you.
Hey, Dad, Brandis here, this very nice lady, Brandis. I think she's getting into, are you familiar with a sport called roller derby?
Yes.
Yeah, that was, remember back in the 70s, we'd see women.
Yeah. Is it coming back?
Yeah, it is. It is coming back. And Brandis wants to participate. And she writes, do you think 41 is too old to be a roller derby babe?
41? No. It's just a kid.
Yeah, you just got to stay in shape, you know? I mean, get in shape and get on the skates. I would love to see that. I used to watch it on TV.
Oh, it's a good thing. It's really a good thing.
Yeah, roller derby is great, especially when they bash each other in the face.
Yeah, that's it. They can get hurt.
Tyler says, dear Meathead, I'm a 34-year-old father of a 5-year-old, and I'm single. How would you recommend meeting girls to date?
Wait a minute. And he's a what?
He's 34, and he's got a 5-year-old. But he's single. How would you recommend meeting girls to date?
Take the baby to the park.
Oh, I thought Joanne said take the kid to the bar.
No. Joanne says take the kid to the park. Yeah, that's a good place. That really is.
Well, you know, a lot of people now, all they do is they just go online and meet somebody. But I kind of hate that.
I do, too. I do not like that line business. Let's go to line and find somebody.
Yeah, it's not line. It's online.
Online. Whatever.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you. I kind of like him, go out and interact with the world.
Socialize,
meet people. And then you never know who you're going to meet.
That's all right. You can decide with the second meeting to where you're going with it.
Right. It's all about the process. To me, you can't really disrupt the process.
Sure.
So that's,
I mean, I remember when I met Joanne. I almost lost her.
Right, but that was at a bar you picked her up, right?
Pick me up.
No?
No, I didn't take her out.
Oh, didn't he introduce himself?
Oh, he went to meet my girlfriend at the bar, and she already had a boyfriend.
Oh, so you were like the second choice?
Yeah. Right.
Oh, God. I would never let him live that down.
Oh, no, he danced with me while he was waiting for her to get off work, and he asked her if he could have my phone number, and she said no, but she would tell me about him and have me come and meet him. So we were introduced by her.
Okay. Yep. I think I do remember hearing that story. And then the rest is history.
Yes.
Stevie. Stevie writes, hello, Reuben. We had hydro seed. Are you familiar with what hydro seed is? That's that green stuff that they spray on dirt to get the grass to grow. It's got like grass seed in it.
Joanne can tell you something about
this. No, I'm familiar, but I can't tell you nothing.
Well, anyway, she got a bunch of grass seed put down, and then there was a huge rainstorm, and the seed got washed away. The landscaping company wants to charge me money to reseed the lawn, but I don't think we should have to pay. What do you think?
Well, I don't think it was the fault of the person that did that.
No.
He's just going to have to reseed it and bite the bullet and pay the price.
I agree. I mean, if she puts it down,
it's done.
I mean, that's an act of God. You can't. That's ridiculous. Oh yeah, I shouldn't have to pay because it rained.
No.
What are you doing, Stevie? Come on, that's ridiculous.
That's right. She said, well, I think she should have probably, when she, you do that, just a, I don't know, just a thought, you cover it up with something for a couple of 3 days.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything that was going to salvage the seed because we got so much rain. And it's just one of those
that's
things.
That's right. That'll wash it right out.
Yeah.
Put some straw in it. That's not good, though, because you got to put straw and stuff like that, then you got to clean it up.
Yeah, and besides, I'm old-fashioned. Just go and buy some seed and scatter it on there.
Redo it.
Yes, come on. What are you doing hydro seed for? You're wasting your money.
That's absolutely correct.
Seed somewhere, isn't it?
Well,
you're going to get grass somewhere.
Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Oh, well.
All right. My pal Kenny has this very long email, and I think he's trying to score points with a girl that he likes. So he wrote like an entire book. So I'll try to put it into my own words. He met a girl. He likes her. She lives 8 hours away. We agree that we should spend more time together. What are your thoughts on this? I really like her, but she lives very, very far away.
That's trouble right from the word get-go.
Yeah, okay.
Everything is going to happen. Let's say that things took a hold and they really fell in love.
Yeah.
They're so far apart. Some changes has to be made so you can be able to see her on a daily basis if you want it and so forth. So, how the hell are you going to travel that far, far away to see that? Unless you move in there.
So.
Or get her to move into where you are.
Yeah. So if they get to know each other, that's fine. But in order for this to progress, it's going to have to be not 8 hours, more like 10 minutes apart.
That's not a good thing.
Okay.
Unless you get up, you move there, and then you got family here, you move over there, you're going to miss your family. That's going to be nothing but an expensive proposition.
Okay, so you gotta think this through is what you're suggesting.
Yeah, to think through. What's the advantage? What does it cost me to? I don't mean just a dollar, but the mentality.
Uh-huh.
The problem that you got to go through by sitting home worrying about her or thinking about her. Come on.
Okay. That is all. These are all things that that need to be thought about. I agree. Hopefully they will continue to, you know, progress through the relationship and come to some happy medium, because it seems like the two like each other quite a bit.
Well, that's fine. That's great. That's a good,
move. You're going to have to move.
But one has to move.
Yes. If you're going to sit there and say, let's just be lovers separated by five states, that's a horrible idea.
Definitely bad.
Okay. Okay, Dad, you're going to love this one. Tyler writes, "Dear Meathead, my wife was breastfeeding our newborn baby, and I made the mistake of comparing my wife to a cow."
Wow. That's a bad mistake.
Do you have any suggestions to get me out of the doghouse?
There's no way you can clear that air.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, what a, I remember hearing about this a few days ago, and I couldn't believe it.
Some bonehead mistake, and then you say it, and then you want it to be all forgotten. No
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll
haunt you for a while.
You gotta pay the piper.
That's right. That's right.
Holy cow.
In fact, it's ground for divorce. Hey,
oh my God. Grounds for divorce.
No.
Your Honor, I'd like to divorce my husband. He called me a cow. Jesus. Wow.
Well, unless clear her up and help her to become a little cow.
I think he was referring to the fact that it was, you know, the producing the milk. It wasn't so much about like her size. I think that that...
No matter how you look at that, it's going to be a cow.
Yeah. No matter how you look at it, it's going to be a cow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Could never live it if I call my wife a cow.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, and she just had a baby.
I saw her, she co-cock made to death.
Oh, yeah. I hope that that happens to this guy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Okay.
Woman.
Yes, you can't call your wife a cow. What are you? And the thing is, the guy who said it, I know he's like super intelligent and doesn't like he makes good decisions, but not this time. What a blunder!
You know what the analogy of this is to me? My brain. How stupid of that guy to do that? If it's a joke, I mean, you don't joke with those things.
Yes.
In fact, you say, honey, you're overweight.
Oh.
You know, I'm sure that you're not happy with it yourself.
It wasn't the weight.
Yeah, it wasn't the weight that made him call his wife a cow. It
whatever,
was,
you know.
Because she's not overweight. It's just that she was producing milk, and that's what cows do.
That's a bonehead mistake.
Yeah, and again, the quote, no matter how you look at it, it's going to be a cow.
It's going to be a cow is right.
You might have to buy her a car.
Oh, my God.
You might have to buy her a new car.
A cow driving a car.
Yeah. Has she always wanted a boat? Cow driving a car. Jesus.
You did worse.
Yeah, you're actually making it worse.
I'm saying that it's a reality.
Yeah, well now you're in the you know what's gonna help this guy get out of the doghouse? You are going in the doghouse.
He deserves to be really kicked in a butt.
All right. Well, I think we're gonna end on that note. I think you did a great job. Everybody loves you. Any final thoughts or final words?
No, hey, it's a great looking day, partially cloudy. But it's a beautiful day. Go out, enjoy it, and rake the leaves in the house and the yard.
Yeah.
And take your time for the day.
Okay, Dad, thanks for the weather report.
Yeah, all right. Wait, Joanne was saying something.
Find somebody to help.
All right, I love that advice. That makes perfect sense. Okay. All right, Dad, I love you.
How about you hugging that gorgeous girl of yours?
Likewise. Joanne, I love you very much.
I love you.
Bye, honey.
Okay, guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See ya. And the cats in the cradle and the silver.